Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 4:09. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cran Van Diesel. Today, I have Mr. G in the studio, a Sigonella favorite. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Diesel? Long time no see.
It has been a while.
I know it's been a minute and a minute and a minute. So that's been like 3 minutes ago, right? Now,
how have you been doing in the off season?
Oh, man. Just keep it busy, man. You know, just keep brainstorming going on and getting some fresh ideas for this year. So I'm all ready to talk all about it.
Yeah, and for you guys that don't know, Mr. G is the Sigonella Scuba Club president. They do scuba diving events, beach cleanups, absolutely wonderful. He taught me how to scuba dive. We'll be getting into way more when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella Station, serving America's best. And we are back. We have Mr. G in the studio to talk about the Sigonella Scuba Club. Before we get into the specifics of the club and the upcoming events you guys have, can you tell me how you fell in love with scuba diving?
I fell in the water. Well, just to give you a little background of stuff, I'm retired Navy as well, too, but I did search and rescue a SAR swimmer back in the Navy back in the day. But I've always been a fish. I've always been drawn to the water, and obviously doing 24 plus years in the Navy kind of kept me going, too. But in lieu of that, it was just something that I was natural. I just always loved being in the water. And when I got stationed here in Sigonella back on my first time in back in 95, that seems like a century ago, but not too far ago. But back in 95 and 98, I got the chance to meet my mentor, if you would, now, as we call him, but the scuba instructor, Mr. LaRocca and stuff. And he kept on asking me, hey, you know, are you interested in diving, scuba diving, blah, blah, blah. I said, not yet, because at the time I was married, and I had two kids. I had an 8- and a 5-year-old. So I did the dad thing and the coaching thing back then. But so I left after that to 98. When I came back in 01, I kept in contact with Mr. LaRocca and stuff. And he saw me again. He said, hey, you're back. And I said, yeah. And then we started talking, you know, shooting, you know what. And then the next thing I know, he was asking me about it again. And I said, yeah, you know, well, I just got divorced and stuff. And I said, right now I just want to just hang out and just kind of regroup, but I'll get back to you and stuff. But then I came back in 2007, met up with him again, and I guess third time was a charm, so that's how I got into it. Yeah, you know, so I said, yeah, I'm back. I said, I'm not planning on going anywhere, so let's go ahead and do it and everything. So I did my very first course, almost about 11, 12 years ago. This is when I did my first open water course, which is the basic course, you know, your first licensed one. So that's kind of this been ever since I got that qualification, I've just been on the rise, and I could tell you all more about it, but that's how I got started. But the ocean's been my kind of like my place of relaxation and stuff like that, and it kind of ties into scuba diving as well too.
Sounds absolutely amazing, and we'll be getting into the different classes you can sign up for when we come back. And we are back to talk about the classes that the Scuba Club offers. So can you get into the progression of what people usually have to start off with for anyone that doesn't know?
Yeah, sure thing. So we get ready to start up our season here in April. So that's like in about, you know, a couple weeks now, less than 2 weeks. But our very first class that we're going to start is going to be in April 6th. But just to elaborate on the classes that we're doing, we have simple class that's called Discover Scuba. And basically what Discover Scuba is all about is that we hold it in 1 day, like maybe 2 hours, and we usually do it on a Saturday. Makes it easy for everybody because everybody sometimes has a hectic week. But we do it on a Saturday, and basically we do like a little small little in doc. We talk about basic equipment usage that we're gonna utilize. We do all of our courses inside the pool, which we have a clubhouse conveniently located over at 205. A lot of people see me over there doing stuff all the time over there with that, setting things up and everything. But in reference to the Discover Scuba, we get you into the pool with our qualified instructors, myself and Mr. LaRocca, and basically we're going to get you to experience your very first breath underneath water, i.e. in the pool, because we want to do safety's paramount, and safety is always first. So that's why we do all of our courses inside the pool, for one. And then we do a couple of exercises that you'll get to do that we teach actually in the fully licensed course, which is going to be the open water course. But reverting back to Discover, we'll give you a couple of exercises to do. And then, like I said, within the 2-hour time, we'll be underneath the water the whole time. And then once we're done, we'll, you know, get out of the pool, talk about what we call a debrief. Ask the candidate that did it, you know, did they like it? What did they feel about it? Were they nervous about anything? But we always have fun. I always like to make it have, you know, fun as well, as you know.
Yeah.
but the other thing too is that if that person does enjoy that Discover Scuba class and they want to take that actual next step to get their license, the open water certification is the next level. And what I do too is that if you did take the Discover Scuba first, then I'll take some money off the actual open water course. So you get like a little discount because you already did some other exercise that we're going to do, but we're still going to teach you in the regular course anyway, but we want to give you a little discount on that first license course. So that's the first step there. Basically, you get to know what you know what it's all about, and then really getting into deep, because once you go for the open water, we have that some e-learning course information that you need to learn prior to, and it's a self-paced course, and we'll make sure that, you know, we want to get you through the e-learning prior to the actual classes and the exercise that we're going to do for that day. And we normally do a start time about 4:15 to 4:30, and usually the classes last about 2 hours. So, and we're conveniently, like I said before, over here at 205, and we provide all the equipment for you for everything, regardless if it's Discover Scuba and or the certification course, the open water circuit level.
Yeah, it is definitely an amazing experience. And those classes are so thorough and well thought out. If you know absolutely nothing, you've had people go through that barely knew how to swim before.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Actually, you don't really need to know how to swim. You just need to go underwater.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you really don't know how to swim, but I mean, it does help. But basically, the equipment will do everything for you. And that's why when we do the course as well, too, you're going to have your qualified paddling instructors like myself and Mr. LaRocca, and we're going to be there for you. So say it. Like we said, safety is a paramount, and everybody so far, knock on wood, everybody's got through the classes and never had no issues, so don't want to start anything there. So we always have fun, you know, doing the courses, as you know. You've been there a couple times, and then we'll talk about some more about some of the advanced courses.
Yeah, the advanced courses are where the real fun begins, past the entry point. We'll be talking about those in the next break. And I'm back with Mr. G to talk about the more advanced scuba classes they offer. So what happens after you initially get qualified? What other classes can you follow up with?
All right. So now you know, you got your feet wet, no pun intended. You got your open water course and, you know, you're having fun now and everything. And everybody asks me, hey, Mr. G, what's next? Just like you did. So the next course that you will take will be the advanced open water course. So pretty much you're going to put all them skills that you learned on the previous course on the open water. And we're going to teach you a little bit more, some more skills, and we're going to get you a little deeper. So on the open water course, just to go back on that one, the maximum that you're going to go down deep wise is going to be 18 meters or 60 feet. Okay, so that's pretty much what you're going to be looking at to qualify to get your license. Now, when we go to the advanced open water, we're going to go a little much deeper. And then also too, we teach you some more skills. It's a self-paced as well too on the course itself, as you went through it as well too.
Yeah.
The thing is, you get to learn some more different skills.
Definitely expands on everything.
Oh yeah, expands your knowledge on from what you learned on the open water, and you get to help out, you know, you get to feel for helping out that next person that's taking the open water course, you know, being like their dive buddy, as we call it, right?
Yeah.
And stuff. So it's more intriguing, more in depth. You get to learn some theory. It's a basic theory in open water, but you get to learn a lot more theory in the next in the advanced open water. So
you get to do some fun stuff too, like,
oh yeah, yeah. So we get to play games in underneath the water, you know. You get to navigate, you get to find stuff, you know. You can talk about it yourself. You got some experience with it.
Oh, and I was going to say the fun part is once you get qualified, being able to do the underwater cleanups, I would say that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, of
fun.
Course. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, you learn in Russia, I was about to say, yeah, when they were picking up those big ship ropes, mm-hmm, and you had to basically inflate that was so fun seeing them get that lineup.
Yeah, so when we, you know, so that's a little thing off to the side, but just to know that we look forward to doing that because, you know, as we get up to that next level, you want to go out and explore some more, you want to do some different things. But yeah, the underwater beach cleaners that we do are very awesome. For one, it's sad at some point because of what we're doing, but you know what, we're making a big difference in the overall end, is that we're cleaning up the ocean and leaving it for the generations that are coming behind us and stuff as well too. I mean, you, as you know, you saw some crazy stuff that we picked out of the ocean.
That was a lot of tires.
Yeah, my worst one I could probably my worst experience one that I had was a full size refrigerator. I've probably been down there for maybe 8 years or something like that, and with all the sediment, it took a bunch of us to get that thing out of the water. But we did. And then again, truck tires. My worst one that I could probably say recently was all these little e-bikes that are floating around that you see in the Catania.
Oh yeah,
we pulled a couple of them guys out of the water. These kids are just riding them and just chucking them in the water. So that's not helping it, because what do you got on the bike? A battery. And then the battery, we've got plenty of batteries out of the water too, which is sad. But yeah, it's heartwarming as well too that we're doing something good for the ocean and stuff. And then after we do all the hard work, then we have a nice little barbecue. So I always love to have a little barbecue afterwards to give my little satisfaction and something back to you guys for helping me out.
It's absolutely wonderful. And when we come back, we'll be talking about upcoming classes and opportunities with the Sigonella Scuba Club. And we are back to wrap up the interview with Mr. G, president of the Sigonella Scuba Club. First off, I want to thank you for coming out, and it's great to see the start of the season.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. You know, AFN Sigonella, man, you guys always been the best for all the years that I've been doing this over here. And I've seen a lot of people come and go, and then we got an old MC that just came back. Me and him used to be here back in the day. Well, I've been here. He just left and came back. But, yeah. You know, I've seen old Pedroza Patuba. Like, it's a little shout out to him. But yeah, we go way back as well too. But yeah, in reference to our courses that we're going to be coming up, our very first course for the open water course will start April 6th through the 11th. Again, that's going to start around 4:15 to 4:30 in the afternoon. Usually runs about 2 hours. And again, we provide everything: mask, wetsuit, boots, all the equipment. So you don't have to have nothing to worry about. Basically, when you contact me as well too, I'll ask you, I'll send you a little questionnaire and everything, so we can have everything set up. And then we usually do an in-doc class the Friday before your course, because this is a Monday through Friday deal. So we usually try to do a little in-doc, which takes about a half an hour to do gear issue. So that's the first course that's going to happen there, April 6th to 11th. Then we're going to take a break, and then the following would be the 20th to the 25th. So again, we do Monday through Friday. Everything would be done in the pool, and then that Saturday or Sunday, this is where you're actually going to do your qualification dive. This will be in the big pool, i.e. the ocean. So we normally go up to different areas, but right now, as you know, we had that cyclone as well too, so a bunch of the sites that we utilize are still rebuilding, so I've been checking up on that. But one area that we normally go to, which you've done a couple of dives there as well too, is to go up to the Stotso area.
Okay,
and everything like that. So I already checked on that, so that will probably be the area that we will utilize for now. But the other spots are really rebuilding their shacks and getting their gear and putting their stuff back together again. So that'd be the outlining spaces real quick. And then in May, we're going to have one course in May, because as you know, Memorial Weekend is that weekend. So it's going to be normally the second week of May that we'll do that one. We're going to also, too, I'm going to start posting on the Facebook pages as well, too, to follow up what we're talking on here, so people can see it in black and white as well, too. But March 28th, and that's going to be about 5 days from now, we're going to hold an open house over at our clubhouse over at 205. So if you get time to stop on by, we're going to be open for about 2 hours after work, just to come on, stop on by, come and see the facility. It's not the big old greatest thing, but it is something that we can work with for now. We can show you the pool, and then we can talk about it if you got any questions about scuba diving in general as well too. But you can also reach out to me, and you can also reach out to me on my cell phone as well too. But again, I'll be posting that up. And then anyone that is qualified, we have the club, the Sigonella Scuba Club itself, and we're going to start having monthly meetings starting in April, and I'll be posting that as well too. So anybody that's qualified, new to the area, looking to have some excitement while they got their tour here, just getting on board, feel free to reach out to me. You can't miss me. I got the big old red truck. And also, too, you'll see me around the base as well. Anytime you got any questions, please reach out to me.
Yep. Thank you for coming out, Mr. J.
I appreciate it, DJ.
Diesel!